Hi there, and welcome to another one of my podcasts. This is, of course, the first one of 2022. Will it be another COVID year? Well, we'll soon find out. In the meantime, at the end of this month, it's my 75th birthday. I don't know how that happened. I remember being young yesterday, but there you go. I've been doing this podcast now for about 13 years. It has flown by. At some point in that time, I must have mentioned that this time of year I'm finishing doing my annual income tax returns. This year, of course, won't be that difficult, since for the whole of the year in question, 2020 to the beginning of 21, I pretty much earned no money because of the COVID lockdown and no help whatsoever from my government. So I don't think I'll be paying very much income tax for that year. Oh well, let's hope that next year is better. I've also probably mentioned over the years that I was born literally 150 years to the day after the birthday of Franz Schubert, another songwriter who wore glasses only when he was my age. He'd been dead for over 40 years. There are a lot of people who sing Schubert songs and I think are far too precious with it. They come on with their little books onto stage and very carefully sing every word. And, oh no, it's not what I think that Schubert wanted. Apparently he used to go down to the pub with his friends and sing them there, more like a folk singer. My favourite singers of Schubert, apart from Shalyapin, who changes everything, of course, are Richard Tauber and the baritone of whom you're going to hear now. His name was Heinrich Schlusnitz. I suppose Heinrich is the German for Henry. In any case, he was born in 1888 and survived till 1952. He had a very long, active career. He was pretty much performing to the end of his days. He was equally effective in opera. He sang a lot of sort of German versions of Italian opera particularly, but equally he was a wonderful lieder singer. So here he is singing a famous song of Franz Schubert, called An Silvia. This was recorded in 1928 when he would have been 40 years old and probably at the peak of his powers. I think he's just about the best German baritone of whom I know. He made many, many records. This is just one of them. Heinrich Schlusnitz.
Schön und zart sehen.
And now we're going to leap continents and years, and we're going to Brazil, and we're going to the year 1950. This record features the singer Emelina Borba. I didn't really know much about her. I knew that Dalva de Oliveira was known as the Queen of Song. Emelina Borba, who was born in 1923 and died in 2005, was very famous in her time, sang on the radio for about 30 years, and indeed in 1953 they called her the Queen of the Radio. She seems to have sung basic popular Brazilian sambas of the time. The one I have for you today is a song basically about part of Brazil, which is called Paraíba. This is, as I say, a typical popular song of the day. I'm not going to claim great things, really. It's not one of the great songs of the Brazilian songbook, but it's typical of the time and must have been pretty well-selling, let's say. Interestingly, I never saw Emelina Borba, which is a shame because I live in the Portobello Road, which is where the Notting Hill Carnival comes every year. In 1988, Emelina Borba came to London and was appointed the madrina, the godmother of the London School of Samba, and she appeared with them on the parade that year at the Notting Hill Carnival. I must have been around, but I must have missed her. So this is the first time I've heard her. She's a good singer. I'm not going to claim that she's one of the greats of Brazilian music, but it's well worth listening to. So here is Emelina Borba in 1950 singing Paraíba.
Quando a lama virou pedra e mandacaru secou, quando o ribaçan de sede bateu asas e voou, eu então tive me embora carregando a minha dor. Hoje eu mando um abraço pra ti, pequenina.
Paraíba masculina, mulher macho, sim senhor.
Eita, pau Pereira,
que princesa já roubou.
Eita, Paraíba,
mulher macho, sim senhor.
Eita, pau Pereira,
seu padoque no quebrou.
Hoje eu mando um abraço pra ti, pequenina.
Paraíba masculina, mulher macho, sim senhor.
Pequenina.
Paraíba masculina, mulher macho, sim senhor. Eita, pau Pereira,
princesa já roncou.
Eita, Paraíba,
mulher macho, sim senhor. Eita, pau Pereira,
meu padoque não quebrou.
Hoje eu mando um abraço pra ti, pequenina. Paraíba masculina, mulher macho, sim senhor.
Eita, eita, mulher macho, sim
Now, by contrast, I definitely did hear this lady we're about to hear. In the late 70s, she came and gave a concert at Ronnie Scott's, and I was very, very careful to be there because she was one of the great jazz pianists. Her name, although she was born Mary Elfrida Scruggs, you can understand why she changed her name. She was known as Mary Lou Williams. She was born in 1910 and died in 1981. She wrote many, many tunes. She arranged for everybody, including Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman. And she was not only a friend, but sort of a teacher to such great names in jazz as Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Tad Dameron, Dizzy Gillespie, to name but a few. The recording I have for her shows her at the age of 20, already a master, or should we say mistress, of the keyboard. There's something about this tune of hers, which is called Nightlife, which vaguely reminds me of something called Minor Drag, a track recorded a few months earlier by Fats Waller. I don't know quite why. It's not exactly similar, but there's something about the chord sequence which vaguely reminds me of that recording too. She was a sort of prodigy. At the age of 3, having taught herself to play, she could already play the piano. And one of the things she was able to do was to stop her white neighbours throwing bricks through her windows by playing the piano in their homes. And that sort of helped. At the age of 6, she helped support her 10 half-brothers and sisters by playing at parties. So this was a sort of a necessity. She was known in Pittsburgh as the Little Piano Girl. She became a professional musician at the age of 15. And she married jazz saxophonist John Williams in November 1926. She was 16 years old. And that got her out of the name of Scruggs, which is probably just as well. She played with Duke Ellington's early band called the Washingtonians. And one morning at 3 o'clock, playing with McInnes cotton pickers, Louis Armstrong entered the room and listened to her and was highly impressed. What really made her name was when she joined the Andy Kirk's band known as the 12 Clouds of Joy. And it was a sort of territory band as she moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then Kansas City. Well, I won't go on with a history of her entire life, but it was full of music and she was as wonderful when I heard her as she was all those years earlier. She sadly only lived to the age of 71, but those 71 years were packed full of music. This is her at the beginning of that career, playing, as I say, one of her first famous recordings, Nightlife. It's very impressive. Thank you. In January of every year, I usually play one track of Peter Dawson because we share the same birthday. He had one of the longest recording careers of anybody. He was born in 1882, died in 1961, and at the beginning of the century was still recording virtually up to the year when he died. What he specialized in was what you might call manly English songs of the old school. He never really got to grips with jazz. He didn't really like most of it, although he did record the odd song by people like Irving Berlin. But mainly it was songs of the old school, as well as, of course, the odd operatic aria, some Schubert, funnily enough, and other things of that nature. But mainly, as I say, a song singer, and that's what people flocked to his concerts to hear. I acquired this 78 very, very early in my collecting career, and I've always loved it. I don't know whether I've played the other side of this record. I don't think I have. I've chosen this time a song called A Jovial Monk Am I. I don't know of anybody else who recorded this song, but it's very tuneful in a sort of old-fashioned way, and nobody could sing these songs as well as Peter Dawson. He was Australian, of course, but spent much of his life here in the UK. Well, without more ado, let's listen to Peter Dawson as he was at possibly the height of his career in 1929, when he would have been, of course, in his late 40s. Peter Dawson.
A jovial monk am I, contented with my lot. The world without this gate I flout, nor care for it one jot. Shall I make life dull and dreary because a somber garb I wear? I've a heart that's light and cheery, and can afford to love that fair. Oh, contented mind is a blessing kind, and a merry heart is a purse well lined. So what care I, let the world go by, for it's better far to live than cry. Oh, contented mind is a blessing kind, and a merry heart is a purse well lined. So what care I, let the world go by, for it's better far to love than cry. And still I can admire, although a monk am I, a witty jest, the song that's best, and laughter ringing high. To you and all life's young beginners, I give this wise prescription free. Be neither saints nor downright sinners, but make the best of life like me. Oh, contented mind is a blessing kind, and a merry heart is a purse well lined. So what care I, let the world go by, for it's better far to laugh than cry. Oh, contented mind is a blessing kind, and a merry heart is a purse well lined. So what care I, let the world go by, for it's better far to laugh than cry.
Now, Emilina Borba, whose track I played before, was born in Rio de Janeiro. She was therefore called a carioca. That's the word meaning somebody's a native of Rio. Rio itself, I suppose the meaning of the town is January River, so perhaps this is the right time of year to be playing tracks by cariocas. There was and is a group called Os Cariocas. the Cariocas. And it was founded in 1942 by a son called Ismael Neto. And in 1948, they had a hit record. They still exist, but obviously over time they must have had multiple changes of personnel, but apparently they still exist. I haven't heard their recent recordings. But the original lineup was wonderful. It was a five-piece close harmony group, but they didn't only sing, they also played the instruments. So they were sort of self-contained, wonderful group of musicians. Way back, somewhere around program 15 or so, I played a track which has always appealed to me called Adios America, which was basically saying that Brazilian music is better than boogie-woogie and other American imports. It turns out that that, however, was the B-side of the recording. The A-side, the side that made them a hit, was a song which apparently is still well-known in Brazil called Nova Ilusão, which I assume means new illusion. It was written by a couple of fine musicians called Menezes and Bittencourt, and, as I say, recorded by Os Cariocas in 1948. So here is that A-side, and you'll notice that the chord sequence is very similar to T for Two, at least in the main tune. In fact, in the middle of the record, they sort of play T for Two in the background as a counter melody, but the middle eight is quite different. Here then is Nova Ilusão, performed by Os Cariocas in 1948.
Desse sonho feliz, ter você junto a mim outra vez, relembrar todas as juras que fiz. Tão satisfeito fiquei ao sentir nosso amor reviver, e nem sei se sorri, se chorei, custei até mesmo a crer.
Recomeçamos assim,
nossa felicidade.
Jamais alguém pensaria que aquela amizade viesse de novo a ter fim.
Mas durou pouco afinal, e essa nova ilusão terminou. Eu não sei se por bem ou por mal, você foi e não voltou.
Robertson Russell Bennett, one of my father's favourite comedians, was born in Glasgow in 1887 and died in 1942. I've played tracks from him before. He specialised in sort of fake recitations, making fun of the more serious ones, and using very clever language to get around all the heavy BBC censorship of his day. He's an unusual character because before he even had his career, he was a First World War hero, winning the Distinguished Conduct Medal, DCM, the Military Medal, and even the Belgian Croix de Guerre. However, it's for his comedy that he's remembered. And he's not really like anybody else. I've played several of his records before. I'm not sure if in today's politically correct comedy scene, the record I'm going to play you would be acceptable, but I think it's great and funny and, well, he's a one-off, as I say. This then is Billy Bennett in 1927, at the age of 40, probably at the height of his powers, performing, well, it's not really a song, he speaks it, I suppose it's a precursor of rap, if you will. It's called She's Mine, and I commend it highly to you.
Pretty girls' photos on magazine covers, but no fella's got one like that. For I've got a wife who is really quite nice, but the looking glass tells her she's fat. She's so very plump, to get in a room once, she has to go twice through each door. There's a terrible lot, the men not so much, and then help yourself to some more. Still she's mine, all mine. She's nobody else's but mine. I think she was built, when it comes to the worst, to show how far the skin'll stretch, poor little burst. On the day we were wed, a rude fella said why he's brought back a tank from the Rhine. I paid 7 and 6 pence, and I got a 3. 19 stone 4 in her stocking feet. That's £3 a penny, all good English meat, and it's mine. All mine. Wanted a holiday one day last summer, so went to the seaside for luck. The luggage went on in a 5-seater car, and the wife came along in a truck. She's fond of the water, except it for drinking. The morning was lovely and clear. She dived in the sea, but she made such a splash that she washed the jazz band off the pier. Still she's mine, all mine. She's nobody else's but mine. I thought she looked grand as she swam in the foam, but the sailor said, crikey, the fleet's coming home. He stuck a harpoon in the captive balloon, and he pulled her ashore with his line. The crowd stood and cheered as she lay soaking wet. One said, it's a whale or a porpoise, I'll bet. I said, no, sir, it's only a girl men forget, but it's mine, all mine. She's mine, all mine. She's nobody else's but mine. With our photographs taken before we came home, with me as St. Paul's and the wife as the dome. We jumped on a tram, but she caused such a jam, she took up enough room for 9. She sat on a man's hat, and he said, now, my dear, you know what you're sat on? She answered, look here, I've sat there for 35 years, and it's mine, all mine.
Well, now we come to my track, and I've left quite a lot of time for me to speak to you this time, because on the 31st of January, the end of this month, I will turn 75. If you're getting this on the 1st of January 2022, then you've got time to book for my show, in which I shall have some interesting guests, comedians who are now on TV, but I knew them when they were starting out. They're going to do a few minutes in my show, and it's all happening here in London at the Pizza Express in Holborn, and that'll be on my birthday, so that's one thing you could do. If there are any people amongst you who have contacts in the following worlds: showbiz managers, agents, producers, people who book for festivals, theatres, clubs, art centres, I'd be very grateful if you would contact me, them, or both. These are the worlds in which I'm interested. Since I'm turning 75 this year, and after 2020, I want to make this year, celebrating my 75th birthday, a special year in which I perform all over the place. Primarily, I suppose it will be anywhere in Great Britain, but I'm equally happy to tour, COVID and Brexit allowing, anywhere in the world, because, as I say, I'd like to make it a special year. Also, on the 3rd of January, I will be recording the very last track in a brand new CD called Earl Sings Duke, which obviously is a collection of my recordings of Duke Ellington songs. I can put them online as I normally do, but if any of you know anybody who works in a record company such as Sony or Universal that does have what we'll, for the sake of argument, call jazz vocal CDs, and you like the sound of my voice and what I do, please let me know, contact me, tell them on my behalf, etc., etc., what can be done. It would be nice to have these recordings put out on a proper label for once. The track I'm going to give you now is one from the soon-to-be-released CD, Earl's Juice Duke, and I've chosen among all the different types of songs that Duke wrote, I've chosen one of his beautiful ballads. This one, I think, was written during World War II and is called All Too Soon. And as always, I've created the arrangement myself using a program called Logic. So apart from my voice, there's actually nothing real on this recording at all. But I like to flatter myself, it sounds as if it's a real orchestra. Let's hope that you agree. That's, I suppose, all there is to say, except that I still have 78s for sale, and you can contact me about any of these topics at spats47@ntlworld.com. That is spats47@ntlworld.com. NTL, that's N for nobody. Once again, spats47@ntlworld.com. As always, I ask you to share this podcast with as many people who you think might be interested in listening to 78s, because this is wonderful stuff. There's so much of it and so varied is it that people really should know more about it. I know people who've never heard of Bing Crosby, for instance, unbelievably. So please share the podcast. As you may know, its address is earlerkin.blogspot.co.uk or earlerkin.blogspot.com, I think works as well. There's no www in it for some reason or other. earlerkin.blogspot.com. Or just do a search on Earl Oaken's gramophone show and that will get you there anyway. And with that, I wish you an au revoir, and by the time I next speak to you, I will be 75 years old. I don't know how that happened. I distinctly remember being 25 years old, and it doesn't seem like 50 years ago either. Last but not least, before I forget, I've just been told that two of my songs will be placed in an Indian film of all strange things. Weird things happened to me. I was never expecting a song that I wrote in 1969 to be in a film made in India, or certainly put out in India. Strange. Anyway, once again, until February, au revoir. Thanks for once again listening, and hopefully you enjoyed all the tracks. Ciao for now.
Too soon we had to part, the moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon. All too sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon. I knew the strange delight that only you in love could bring. And as I reach the heights, I realize the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love desires another try, for we whispered goodbye. strange delights that only you and love could bring. And as I reach the heights, I realize the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try, for we whispered goodbye all too soon.